In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us begin our spring services this evening by joining our hearts together in opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as you look down here upon this place this evening, and you can see right into our own and individual hearts, we know that you can see us so closely. And so for that reason, we ask that you would come to be with us, that you would speak unto us of the way that leads to everlasting life. We ask that you would bless the servants that have come to serve us, that you would open their mouths to speak your holy word. We ask that you would open our individual hearts to receive and believe those words that can give us strength to endeavor in this grace kingdom where you have called us. We pray on behalf of those that are this day experiencing trials of this temporal life, that you would give them this knowledge that you have promised to be with us, even through the valley of the shadow of death. We pray on behalf of those that have lost the way to heaven. We ask that the light of your kingdom would continue to shine here in this dark world, so those seeking and searching ones would notice your kingdom here and again find a place of forgiveness. And we yet enclose all those things that fail to come to the mouth this evening in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the beginning of these services, I want to, on behalf of the Coquito congregation, welcome those that have been called to serve us this weekend. We remember you as we begin these services that you would come to speak freely. And we also remember, especially Roger and your wife is not able to be here with you, we remember your family in prayer this weekend. And we remember Nathan and Janelle and their family as they have come here to serve. It is with great joy that we begin these services this weekend. The weather is cold, and sometimes that's a good thing for us, so we can come here to be warmed by the fires of God's Holy Spirit. And also, even in a temporal way, we could enjoy the warmth of this place. I thought in beginning these services this evening, I would read a short portion from the Gospel according to St. Matthew from the 11th chapter. And the words of Jesus are found here in this chapter, and we will read the words of Jesus, verses 28 and 29. In Jesus' name, we hear these words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Amen. With these words, we hope to be fed this weekend by God's Word. And Jesus here speaks unto us that He has something to offer us. Those that have need have come here to the services of God's children. The Bible says, and maybe it's even in this same chapter, Jesus says that He has hidden many things from the wise and the prudent, and He has revealed them unto babes. And we know in a natural sense, people that are wise, when they are so full of wisdom, they no longer have need of schooling. But we know that young children, they need the instruction and the care of mother and father. And so we as God's children, we need the instruction and care of the earthly mother, our congregation, the kingdom of God here on the earth, where God can speak unto us of the way that leads to heaven. I thought this afternoon as I was considering these services which we are beginning now here this evening. And I thought of how we today don't oftentimes consider when we're traveling from place to place the direction and we remember all the turns because we have navigation devices, many of us on our phones and in our cars. And we have become dependent on looking at those maps and the instructions that come from them to get to the destination. And so it is in the same sense we could say that God has given us the destination of heaven. None of us have been there before. And so just as when you're traveling to a place you've never been before, you need to oftentimes look at those navigations and turn here and turn there. And when we follow that way, then eventually we will get to the destination. And so it is that we have come here this evening and this weekend, because we have never been to heaven. And God has promised to lead us there. And so we have come here to learn of the way to heaven. And even as we go from place to place here in this life, we need to again and again look at those devices and where was it again that I needed to turn? And so it is we have come here to be reminded again and again of the way to heaven. And so at the beginning, I want to encourage you, brothers that have come to serve us with God's word. Come boldly, come freely. But I also, in the place of God through His Holy Spirit, want to bless you this evening and all of you that have come here with that greatest of all news at the beginning of these services. You can uplift your hearts to God and already be warned by His Holy Spirit. Be encouraged and believe, all of your doubts and all of your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and Holy Atonement blood. And that is the message that I long to hear at the beginning of these services also. Will you bless me this evening? In Jesus' name, amen.